Oh, here we go. Okay, so we're continuing on Lulav HaGazel. Okay, on Mitzvah of Avera. So, we did yesterday some philosophy about Mitzvah of Avera. I guess it's philosophy. And it's not exactly clear, but it sounds pretty philosophical. And the question is going to be, although we said in Karban it kind of makes sense that you could have these kinds of things, because the whole idea of the Kiyam of the Karban, the fulfillment in the Karban is like there is Ritzoy, which means that the Gavra is a certain, so to speak, he's found favor in God's eyes with Kiviyachol. But there's halachically a phenomenon of Ritzoy. So you say is the Gavra, if you use a stolen object or a Davra of Avera, so that's... that lacks there's no ritzoy, there's no for a mitzvah for doing karbon using a chafza or gzula. It's a little easier to understand that. Oh, okay. Well, let's see the Tosos. I mean, but this still is a little bit loose. I mean, it would be nice if we could try to pin down a little bit more specifically. And I think in order to get down the halachic definition of Sovera, it's a good idea to see some of the halachic details, and then we'll have a better sense. Okay, so it says Mishnah Vele Mitzvah Avera. Okay, so it says V'Hod Tanya. This top Tosos on Lamed Amud Aleph. Okay, top Tosos Lamed Amud Aleph. It is V'Hod Tanya L'Taman Perek Lulav Arava Lachem Misha Lachem Lahutzi Esagazol Shaul Esagazol. So the Gemara says, Lachem teaches you to exclude a borrowed or stolen lulav. What do you mean? Stolen is Mitzvah Avera? Mishum Shol Etzrichu. So you need it because of Shol, borrowed. The Belav Lachem, Nafkalon Gazel, Mishum Mitzvah Avera. Right? Because even without Lachem, you know that Gazel is a problem, because stolen is a problem because of Mitzvah Avera. The Alpha Gav Dekra, Gave Karbon Ksiv, even though the Pasuk, how do we know Mitzvah of Avera is even a problem in the first place? Because these Pesukim, Vayisim Gazel is a Pesach Vesachola, right? Ken Yashem Ovitztai, all this stuff, Sona Gazel Ba'Olah. So that, how do we know? But who Hadin, Mechol Mitzvah Stavi Deraisa, the same principle applies in all Mitzvahs that are Deraisa. It's not only a principle which applies by, Mike Bomban, he got knocked down. It's not only a principle which applies by the Araisas, but by Karbon, it's really a principle that applies by all mitzvahs. Because how do you know it applies by all mitzvahs? Because the Mucha Breisha Gazal Kama? Gabe, okay, now here's his proof. Harei She Gazal Sa'a Shelchitim. If a person steals a certain amount of wheat, right, the Tachana, and he grinds it, Ve'afa'a, and he bakes it. The hifrish yimana challah, when he takes challah off of it, okay, challah is when you make bread, you have to take a certain portion and give it to the kohen. So he takes off a challah, and you make a bracha when you take off challah. Hashem shalom zilzivan well, al hafrash challah, le hafrash challah, I don't know, whichever one of those. The einzem of our chalmanites. Okay? It's not a bracha, rather it's like a blasphemy, or it's like a curse. Okay. You think you're making a bracha? You're making a bracha and stolen challah. You stole the challah, you stole the wheat, you make bread out of it, so that's not a bracha. Don't make a bracha, that's not a bracha, that's the menites. Okay, so you see that that even when it comes to challah, right, to challah, institution of challah, you see also this halacha applies. That apparently you don't do challah. Let me just... Yeah, I mean the Gemara continues. Alze Omer, and on such a guy, the pasuk says, "Botzei beirach niyet Hashem." Someone who breaks bread and makes a bracha is like this cursing God. Okay.
Someone who what?
Who steals. And breaks a bracha on it, or breaks bread with. Let me see Rashi here 1 second.
From stolen meat.
Yes. Yeah, gozel, botzea, gozel umavarech, botzea kama gozel betzah. So it means gozel means like if you steal. So if you steal and make a bracha, that's like a curse. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's like a curse. Yeah. Fine. Yeah, I mean it's even the Gemara says a little more. It says, Hare, if you steal chitim, then you do it. V'hifrish menachala. Ketzer mevarech. How can you make a bracha? Ein zem mevarech al menayitz. That's not a bracha. That's a niyatz. That's a curse. That's a disgrace. It's not clear from there. Is that a problem of bracha or is that a problem of challah? Right? Like, is it pshat that you should make a bracha, but you still it's challah and it's mitzvah challah, or is it a problem with the bracha? But don't make a bracha because it's not a good bracha. But it doesn't mean don't take off challah, right? It's not so clear. The simpler pshat would be it's a problem with the bracha, right? Yeah. Daniel, you want to grab me a Rambam? So with this, Tosus wants to prove that this halacha of mitzvah aver applies to all mitzvahs. It sounds like he's learning this as a din of challah. It applies even by challah. I mean, depending on how the mina, you may say it's only by karbon. But he says, no, it's not true, it's by all mitzvahs. You see this case by challah, right? And you see it's supplying by lulav also, right? It's supplying by lulav also. Okay, so why would you think that it's only by carbon? Right, I mean, he sees by carbon, he sees by lulav, right? So why would you think that? Right, why need to see that lulav's enough? This Gemara says it applies by lulav. Right? So it's interesting. There's a there's a Ritva who quotes a Tosfos of Rebbeinu Peretz. Okay. So I can't remember how I found this, but I did. I don't know why. It's not the Ritva is in Sukkah, Tassim Abayis. Must be the Ritva by us. The footnote. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how I found it, but whatever. So there's a Ritva in Tassim Abayis. He says like this. The Gemara says. It says a sukkah gzula. There's a pasuk that teaches you you're not allowed to use a sukkah gzula, a stolen sukkah. So the Ritva asked, "To me a milsa, halama likra, tamalomar, typically davin misavav averik, davin mikarbon of lulav." What do you have to tell me? It's possible because of a limud that the sukkah has to be an alachay or whatever. Why not just say it's possible because misavav averik? Can't have stolen sukkah. Right? Here too, betosos the lekel mer misavav averik el bedavar habal leratzos, okay, karbon velulav. The only time you say mitzvah avera is by something which is for ritzoy. Okay, for ritzoy. Like a karbon and a lulav. Okay, like karbon and lulav. But, okay, for ritzoy means a person finding a favor before God. Kiviyachal. Right? That's a good question. What does that have to do with lulav? Okay, but he says, Avalo b'shar mitzvos doesn't play by other mitzvos. V'lesak in the milchuch of Yerushalmi, ma'agavi matzah gezula. Right? They even have by matzah, so he has that by matzah.
You do have by matzah?
You have by matzah, you have the same psul of mitzvah there by matzah, and that's not loratzos. Okay, so that's a good question. So how is lulav ritzoy? How's lulav ritzoy? What does he mean by that? The lots is like, what does that mean? That lulav is ritzoy. It's in the karbon. Karbon is like, you're giving like a karbon, you bring him a karbon l'Hashem. And the pasuk says, that it's nirtzel l'chaper alav. The idea of a ritzoy, the karbon puts you in a certain state before God, and that's what brings back kapara. Kapara, because of the karbon, really changes you and brings you to a different state. But what about lulav? Is lulav just like a ma'aseh mitzvah? Yeah, I just see here the Ritva also, when he has this, he quotes it also here on Laman Aleph and Aleph, Tan Rabban and Sukkah Gezula. He also says, he includes Shofar in the list also. Karbon, Shofar, and Lulav. But Sukkah has no Ritzoy Klal, there's no Ritzoy. But he rejects it, because Matzah also, there's no immediately you say Matzah. And so Danny's saying is that, you're saying it's because it's Shevach, right? Lulav is Din of Shevach, and Shofar also. So the idea is when you're doing a mitzvah of Shevach, so that's, you're directly placing yourself before God. You're like putting yourself in as it's like an action of a recognition of God. And in that type of an action, So there you'll say is that if the mitzvah is baba avera, it's based upon gezeila or based on denial of God, so that's a contradiction. Can find favor before God through gezeila. But in a regular ma'aseh mitzvah, it's nothing to do with the, I mean, look, everything ultimately has to do with God and perfection and all that, but you're not directly related to God when you're doing a ma'aseh of eating matzah or taking off challah and giving it to the kohen. I mean, yeah, God commanded it to you. But like in Mikdash, for sure, you're l'fnei Hashem. And you see the highest level of lulav is really in the Mikdash, l'fnei Hashem. It's not l'fnei Hashem alakecham. So you see it's a vehicle of l'fnei Hashem. And even otherwise, it's on Yantif. And there's an idea of it, so you're using it as a vehicle of Shavach. Odu l'ashan kitol, right? I mean, you're using it in Shavach. But in the shofar also. I mean, it's like the Yom Shua and the idea of like being involved in tefillah. It's part of your tefillah. Tefillah is ritzoy. But a mitzvah like challah, that's a tosus. I mean matzah. Maybe you could argue, but not. It's hard to say. I mean, it reminds you of Yitzchus Mitzrayim, but it's not shavach eating matzah. You know. So the saying is that's what the tosus Rebbeinu Peretz holds. I think it's tosus Rebbeinu Peretz that's only by mitzvahs of ritzoy that this whole principle applies. But our tosus is coming to reject that, right? Oh yeah, Vishram Kasev. Actually, he quotes Tosfos HaRashba. The shiny loaves are mehalalim bo u'meshabchin l'makom v'chein karbon. Oh, so that's what they say. They explain it. It's because you're using it for halal and shavach. So since you're using halal and shavach, so the whole idea is it's a recognition of God. So it's a contradiction to the whole thing. The whole kiyam is a recognition of God, and if it's based on the denial of God, that's a contradiction. So there's no kiyam. It's like simply can't be recognition of God if it's found and built in the denial of God. It's like halachically a contradiction. So that's by those institutions. Yeah?
What about the challah case?
So that's a good question. So the challah case, that's why our tosis rejects it. Because see, our tosis says that challah is the proof. Because challah is, I mean, you're giving a gift to a kohen. How is that a problem? Right? Matzah. Right. It's funny because by the matzah and by the what they called it, by both of these cases, by the matzah and by the tevel, I'm sorry, by the challah, it's always about bracha. I think the matzah case also, matzah gzula is Yerushalmi and challah. Matzah gzula is levarech aleha. You can't make a bracha on stolen matzah. Hashem avotzei berach mi'etz Hashem. Right. So the saying is, it's also based on the bracha. So I think the answer will have to be, the way they're going to learn that, I mean, now these Rishon don't buy it, but it has to do with that bracha is Shavach. That's not because, really, that's what I mentioned before, it's not really because of the matzah or because of the challah, but it's the bracha. That's not a bracha. You can't be in Baruch Hashem, you can't give bracha based upon, because the mitzvah over there. Because in the bracha is also Shavach. But the simple way to learn it, I guess, or the way Tosus is learning it, or those who reject it, is that the bracha is really part of the mitzvah. I mean, I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe we could define that at some point. Like, is it pshat that they say that the Gemara is talking about that the mitzvah is a problem, or they say, listen, if the mitzvah is fine, then what's the problem with the bracha? The mitzvah is fine, but the mitzvah is not ritzoy, so who cares that the bracha, it's a bracha on challah. And in terms of challah, there's no problem with mitzvah above vera. The challah is fine, because it's not ritzoy. Now, the fact that you make a bracha on it is besides the point. You know what I mean? But what you could see arguing is, no, since it's true, if you're just doing the mitzvah of the challah, it's not a ritzoy, but now here you're involving shavach on the challah, so that brings you into the framework of the ritzoy. Now if you introduce mitzvah vera, so then it's going to be a problem. It's like it's the bracha on challah. So do you say it's like bracha, and bracha is shavach, and therefore it's a problem? It's like ritzoy. Or do you say, no, that since the bracha is challah, it's really like a component of the mitzvah of challah, so therefore can take on the properties of challah. Since challah is not ritzah, this doesn't have the promise of avera, so to the bracha one. I mean, I hear that, but it's, I guess that's how those main parts again. That's the answer. That these cases are always bracha. So it's because of the bracha, which is tied into the mitzvah, that creates the problem. Okay? I just wanted to mention this because I don't really. I mean, maybe we could take it up at some point, but I really want to take up Tosos. Tosfos Ben Peretz says, I don't take of our Tosfos, who says that it's even by mitzvahs which are not ritzoy, and he's saying it's by all mitzvahs, any mitzvah deraisa. Okay, any mitzvah deraisa. So if it's any mitzvah deoraisa, you can't give any ritzoi answers. You do with ritzoi. Right? It's just any mitzvah. So if that's the case, and now then why, then what's, I mean, Tosfos is proving it, but what's the idea? What's the idea that you have a regular mitzvah? What's the psul mitzvah over there? I mean, after all, I did the mitzvah. Right? I took the challah, I gave it to the kohen. What's the problem? What's wrong? What's wrong halachically? Right? A mitzvah with a kiyum ritzel, I understand. Well, kiyum doesn't mean putting myself before a certain way before God, but this, it's not doing that. It's just a nice mitzvah, giving a gift to kohen, and I gave it. So I stole it, so whatever. It doesn't mean, of course, philosophically it's corrupt. You don't steal things and do a mitzvah, but halachically, what's wrong? What's like halachically? Right? I mean, this is important. This is a good idea. It's like, you know, you have to separate between the halakha and philosophy. I mean, everyone knows, every kid knows, oh, that's mitzvah of Avera, you can't do that. You know, I'll steal money and give it to the Mikdash, or, you know, whatever. Can't do that. Of course, it's a matter of legitimizing it, but the question is not just a matter of legitimizing it, it's a question that it's not a mitzvah, you know, you'll see the mitzvah. So it's true, of course, you can't do an Avera to do a mitzvah. That's like, the ends don't justify the means. The whole thing is, you have to subordinate yourself to God's system, and if God says Zasar, then Zasar, you can't do this or in order to do the mitzvah. It's like a bad, wrong idea of mitzvahs. So of course, philosophically, it doesn't make any sense to do that. But to do lacha, of course, lachachilah, to do it that way on purpose in the first place. But after the fact, now I did the mavera. But now what's the problem? Now halachically, bottom line is I have this challah, I have the sweets. So, why do I not take the mitzvah? I mean, what's the purpose of that? And what's wrong halachically? I'm doing the mitzvah. I have the matzah, why can't I eat it? Because I stole it? Look, I shouldn't have stole it, but I did. Now I did tshuva, now I want to use it, or whatever. What's the problem? Right, that's the problem I'd like to be able to answer. Okay, but let's go further in Tosfos. Okay, let's go further in Tosfos. Because again, yeah, we'll see. Because I think, again, you have to define, let's try to use the halachic. Because our problem is, what is the psul halachically? So, you know, sometimes the details or having maskana can help open it up. So, let's see. Tovar, mekamon depasim luv shel asher v'shel erani da'achas mishon nemechta shiurei. So, halacha is, we have a lulav, which is comes from an asher, it's about the zarachri or erani da'achas. So, the halacha is, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because it's lacking shear. Right? Because it's lacking shear. Right? So it says, typically, Mishon Zomavera. It's lacking shear. Remember, it's supposed to be burned, so it doesn't have shear, chashivas, whatever we said, right? So why? But the problem is, it's Avod Zara. Right? It is involved in Avod Zara. It was worshipped. So it's a tree. It's Avod Zara tree. It's a little from Avod Zara tree. So what more Avera could you have than that? So why do you have to tell me? Because it's lacking shear, just emes of avera. Right, v'sul ma'isharin and the lava shear of the Moshe. Okay, so I forgot exactly what that is. But there's a case where it's not a problem of ashera, but yeah, but it's still be emes of avera. Still emes of avera. So why is it? Why don't you say this is avera? Right. Okay, good question. Any problems? Okay. So what does he answer? So he answers, "Veishlam adolodom il gazel." The machmas averas hagazel ba'a hamitzvah sheyotzeva. That it's because of the avera of the gazel that the mitzvah the mitzvah comes about. Sheyotzeva. Right? Because you have to take a lulav. Why are you able to take a lulav? Because you stole a lulav. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had a lulav. Avalhani, otu machmas avera shenasis bo minafikbe. But by a lulav, which is from Avod Zara tree, it's not that you're doing the mitzvah because of the fact that that it was worshipped. It has nothing to do with it. It's totally inconsequential. It happens to be it was worshipped. And I didn't mitzvah with it. So therefore, that's not the problem. It's all there. Right? That's his answer. Okay, so the question is, what's the Havim Maskana? Right? I mean, that's basically the question. What's the Havim Maskana? And I guess, what's the halachic problem of Mitzvah Avera? Perhaps, you know, you could try to use this Havim Maskana to help direct us, you know, to formulate least it's going to cause us, we have to start thinking concretely about mitzvah avera. If you want to know, is the mitzvah avera for this or only if it's that? So then we have to start trying to formalize halachically the psula mitzvah avera. Just to further the question, I mean, in a certain sense, the maskana makes sense, right? But is that true? I mean, I don't know. What sounds better to you guys? Avin, maskana? Well, I'll tell you what's a little bit bothersome to me is that, I mean, at least in the Havim, you know, when it's a case of an Asherah, like, it's actually like a Chafta of Isser. It's a Chafta of Avera. The shame of Avera, like, in here is in the Chafta. It's a Chafta of Zara. But, like, what's it, like, by this Zela, it sounds like history. Okay, it's stolen, but now it's not stolen. Now it's just whatever regular thing. I mean, unless we're going with that stolen goods for a scar. But if that's stolen goods for like a halachic definition that the chafta is now guzzel forever, like I understand that idea, like in terms of like people, the way people relate to it, psychologically, ritzoi. But I mean, do you mean halachically once a thing is stolen, that's it? Shame Gazel is there? And in the Chafta, it's like a Chafta Gazula forever, like halachically? And Chai has called it. So isn't that just history, historically, how it got there? Right, like, I don't know, if I sell it, I mean, I don't know, it's presumably it's only the guy who's actually stealing it that it's a problem for. I don't know if I have to check out the record of my thing, if it's stolen ever in the history of the thing. So I guess that's like a question, is this a vera? I mean, that's really the question, it's a vera. It sounds like it's history. And Obama is no mitzvah, so what happened, what's the history of this item? I don't know. And in that sense, like at least the Asherah, it's not just history. The thing actually could say has a shame of what's on it or whatever. Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking like this. So, apparently, like halachically, I mean, I think I'll give it more sense soon, but the first step is, you know, I would say that there's a contradiction between mitzvah and avera. It's like, insofar as the mitzvah includes avera, so that's like halachically, it's they call it like a tardi disaster. It's like a self-contradiction. And it's like the coexistence of avera in mitzvah like undermines the shem mitzvah and the thing. It's like they can't coexist. It's like hot and cold. It's like a mitzvah is an acceptance of the system, avera is denial of the system. So it's like a mitzvah which incorporates into it the shem avera is not a mitzvah. The shem avera, they're like, they're antithetical statuses. And so far as the mitzvah contains avera, then there's no shem mitzvah. And therefore you're not yotze, because if it can't, it's not a mitzvah. Okay? So far so good? Okay. So the question is like wherein the contradiction lies though. Like it's kind of vague. If the mitzvah contains within it the Shem Avera, what do you mean contains within it? Like what is that? It's loose. It's vague. Right? Contains within. What's the relationship between the mitzvah and the Avera such that it poses a problem and creates contradiction, undermines the Shem mitzvah? So one relationship, one potential relationship is in the chafta. That if you have a chafta shel mitzvah, which is, this is similar to what you're saying, Dan. There's a chafta shel mitzvah, is a chafta shel avera, so that, like, the shame mitzvah key can't exist. And insofar as you're the chafta is part of the mitzvah, and this chafta is the identity of a chafta shel avera. So therefore, that's like the contradiction in the structure. Since like the chafta shel mitzvah is a component of the mitzvah, and the Chafta has a Shem Avera on it. So therefore, the Shem Avera and the Chafta will prevent this from being a Chafta Mitzvah, a component of your Mitzvah. Okay, so the contradiction exists in the Chafta. Okay, that's what happens by Asherah. Right? That happens by Asherah. Right? But then there's another contradiction, which you could say, if you want, you could say it's in the Gavra. Okay? Which means that the Gavra is doing a mitzvah, and his mitzvah is brought about through Avera. Now the Gavra is doing mitzvahs, and he's mitzvah on the mitzvah, and he's trying to bring about the mitzvah. And the Gavra's Kiyama mitzvah is enabled, is caused by Avera. Whereas the causation, see, in terms of the Maisa mitzvah per se, you say causation is history. But insofar as the Gavra's subordinations of the mitzvahs, so there's the idea, is like, I guess that's like what Matt was saying, is like the process of bringing about the mitzvah is all part of the Gavra's involvement in the mitzvah. Like you see, the Gavra's not a sacred mitzvah. So the idea is like, so far as the Gavra is concerned, the mitzvah begins when he's acquiring the whole process of getting the mitzvah, building the sukkah, getting the lulav. These are all part of his involvement in the halachic system, involvement in the mitzvah. So it's true that involvement culminates in the Maisa mitzvah, in the moment of the Maisa mitzvah, but the Gavra's and Saskas involvement in the mitzvah begins at the when he gets the mitzvah. And if he steals a lulav and takes it, so then the Gavra's Kiyam HaMitzvah is enabled, is caused by a Maisa Avera. So the contradiction resides in the Gavra who's an Osa HaMitzvah. His mitzvah is via Avera. It's caused, it's enabled through his Avera. It's enabled through Avera.
Shouldn't that only be his
Avera? I think it is only his Avera.
Someone else steals it.
Someone else steals it and then sells it. I mean, we have to get into that. Oh. But in a Hanami, I think that's the punchline. That is, I think that's the conclusion. It's only yours.
Only.
I think so. Right. Now, the question is like, why? What's the sense to the thing? I mean, you could say Gavra Chafta, I mean, you know, yeah. See, I don't know if the Havim mean held that it's only where the only contradiction is in the Chafta. I think it's even where it's in the Chafta. Like, I don't know if the Havim mean would be against the Gemara, the Maskana, because Maskana is the Gemara, Gzula is Mitzvah Avera. But I think it means that any contradiction between any time the Mitzvah involves the Avera, even just by the Chafta, even if it's not really a cause of the Asiyah, of the Gavra's Asiyah, but it's just involved because the Shem Mitzvah, the Shem Mitzvah and the Shem Avera are contradictory. So even in the Chafta, even though the relationship, in a certain sense, it's more accidental. That happens to be an Asherah, it's not intrinsically related to it. But the Shem, since the Chafta is part of the structure of the Mitzvah, it's a component of the Mitzvah, so therefore the Shem Mitzvah and Shem Avera can't coexist. That's going to be a contradiction. That's the way he would learn it. That's the Havim, that's the way the Havim would go. But the Maskana, this holding is only where it's in the Asiyah from the framework of the Gavra, from his, that it's enabling his Asiyah Mitzvah. Now, what's the sense of this? I mean, is it just a matter of which category you want to choose? Yeah, so maybe the idea is like this, is that halachically, why is there even a problem? So maybe the problem is because of the fact that, like, see, mitzvahs, if you had to say, like, what class of activities the mitzvahs belong to, okay? What type of activity is a mitzvah? Is a nice one mitzvah? Yeah, so I'm thinking avodah. Right, it's avoda. It's service, right? That's what you're following a command. That's what you mean. But that's right. That's the idea of it. It's avoda, right? It's avoda Hashem. Right? I mean, the mitzvahs are avoda Hashem. That's the term. I mean, it's avoda Hashem is an all-inclusive term. I mean, all the mitzvahs are avoda Hashem. It's avoda yourself to God. It's not like the avoda per se, but it's right. Involved in avoda Hashem. So it says like in every mitzvah there's a din avoda, and which means it's like subordination to God, subordination to God's system. So they say is, and that's an idea. Avoda is a din of gavra. Person is subordinating himself to God. And now it says that insofar as the mitzvahs of a din of avoda, and that's like a kiyum in mitzvahs. So every mitzvah is a kiyum of avoda. So say is that insofar as the mitzvah is enabled through avera, like see avera is under the contradiction to avoda. It's like a rebellion. Right? It's the opposite of avoda. It's denying, throwing away the avoda. So the saying is that insofar as the avoda of the avoda of the person comes about through avera, so therefore it's a lacks in being a ma'isa of avoda Hashem. Like the avoda which is caused by avera, by the antithesis of avoda, lacks in avoda. Right? It's not avoda. So it's true, you took a ma'isa, you took a lulav. You did a ma'isa mitzvah of picking up the lulav. But the ma'aseh mitzvah of picking up a lulav is not just a ma'aseh in isolation. It's a particular of avoda. It's a type of avoda Hashem. So the mitzvah is not just to pick up a lulav. It's to be involved in the avoda of picking up a lulav. It's a type of avoda. And insofar as the avoda is enabled, it's brought about through the gavra brings it about through undermining the system, contradicting the system, then this is not, simply is not a lie. The Shem Avoda can't exist on the mitzvah. And the mitzvah says that Shem Avoda is not a mitzvah. Then it's just like an action picking up of a branch. The whole Avoda is because you're supporting yourself to God's system. So if the whole, if the frame of Avoda is the frame of the Gavra, and that's why the contradiction is only in the Gavra. The fact that the Chatzah happens to be a Chatzah of Azara, of Asherah, who cares? It doesn't like in my Avoda. Avoda isn't using it. Who cares if the chatzah has identity? But there's a lulav and picking it up. So it's a problem. So what? There's a shem of a shem etzun shem avera. I mean, you could say the halacha they can't coexist, but it's saying that Tosfos is holding that the contradiction resides. There's only a contradiction that resides in the gavra. And because I think the idea is the sense to that is because the framework here is the lack is because of the din avoda, and that's the din in the gavra. Okay, I mean, this last step is a little bit more speculative, you know, but I think it makes sense. But I wouldn't, you know, to keep it in mind. I mean, we're just getting started here, but I think it's, you know, keep in mind, it's not as tight as the other one. Not only I think we're just defining it, this is kind of trying to, you know, figure out what's the problem with the thing. And I think it gives a little bit of a sense, halachically, what's wrong. If you ask the question, look, I'm taking a lulav. But no, it's not. That's not the mitzvah. It's a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a ma'isa avoda. And ma'isa avoda. It's not avoda. It's not avoda. So it's not a problem. It's not the din of ritzoi per se. But see, ritzoi is only certain mitzvahs are ritzoi. But every mitzvah is avoda. It's subordination to the system. So it's a part of the system. Yeah, it would be like, for instance, if you'd have a king. This isn't exactly the same thing. But if you had a king and you're serving the king. And while you're serving him, you're like laughing in his face or something, you know. So say you're doing an action of pouring him his drink. So while you're pouring him a drink, you're laughing at him, sticking your tongue out at him or something. You say, look, I'm pouring him his drink. So say, yeah, that's true, but your job isn't to pour him drinks. So your job is to be a servant. And so far as the manner of pouring him a drink is sticking out your tongue and undermining the whole idea of your servitude, so then it's not a ma'aseh of avoda. It's a ma'aseh of pouring a drink. But the point of the drink isn't really the thing. The point of the drink is a particular, is a method of servitude to the king. So if you undermine the servitude, then it's not, or if you steal from the king and then give him a drink. You know, steal from him and give it to him. So say, look, I'm giving the king a thing. Yeah, but you stole from him in order to give it. That's not servitude to the king. So the whole servitude is brought about through your denying of the king. The thing is, it's not an actual servitude. It's an action of giving him a drink. But the action, if you say that the character of the action of giving me a drink is a character of servitude, so then the character could be undermined by the history, by the gavra, by the process of which he really brought it about. That it's all part of the picture in the framework of servitude. Yeah, okay, so what we're going to do next time is I have to find through the exact source, but the Yerushalmi and Haoreg in Shabbos, which says, let's say, what do you guys think? Let's say you do, there's a mitzvah to rip, when a relative dies, a mitzvah to rip your shirt, let's say. Right, a mitzvah to rip your shirt. So let's say you do that on Shabbos. Let's say a relative dies on Shabbos. Do you rip your shirt on Shabbos? No. You don't. It's malacha to rip on Shabbos. Okay? Well, let's say you do. Right? Do you say that you fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya? Or do you say it's a mitzvah of Avera? What would you say? Yeah, the mitzvah of Avera. The mitzvah is being done through the Avera. How else
the Avera is trying to do mitzvah that way for several years. Avera is doing a Kriya.
Avera is doing a Kriya, right. The Kriya is Avera, and the only way you're doing the Kriya is the mitzvah is through the Avera. So would you say that's a problem with the Avera, or you'd say it's not a problem with the Avera? What do you think? Anyone? Sounds like it would be, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. It's not.
I don't know.
You weren't... That's a question. I mean, Yerushalmi asks you to get an explanation, but you guys can look at it. So I'll try to give you sources. Try to find out how I found this Yerushalmi and find the source. I mean, I guess probably it's in the Horeg. I think it's living in the Horeg, which was on the Prakim and Chalas. But one of the Yerushalmi must have sent me there. So I'll try to send an email and send you guys the source. Okay, and then we're going to do Psachim. There's a Gemara Psachim about why I need matzah. And there's like a lot of different parameters. Other cases, parameters, okay? So hopefully we'll move on with this next week.